815. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Hurry into Subway for the low-fat favorite oven-roasted chicken. The $3.06 Select of May. Always made the way you say. A value you don't want to miss. Subway. Eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And trying now to get caught up in these spot storms.
Oh, my goodness.
That are officially part of the summer. But as I pointed out last week, you are not allowed to complain about the weather.
Right.
You cannot complain about summer in St. Louis after the winter we had in St. Louis, which went on halfway into the spring.
I agree.
So just, you know, we're past Memorial Day, and this is how it's going to be now till Labor Day. We know that. If you've lived in this town more than a year, you know that that's the way it's going to be. So no complaining, no whining about it.
I talked to my daughter when I was in this massive rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
It was as soon as I hit 40 and 270, the skies opened up. My grandma used to call it, it was a cloud burst.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hardly see. Everybody just slowed down because it was really hard to see.
Yep.
And
more of a rain burst, wouldn't you say?
That was a rain burst, yeah.
Well, the cloud burst and the rain came out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If the rain burst, you're having a special effects problem.
Yeah.
You got some sort of CG. That Tom Cruise movie that comes out next weekend where they're showing commercials for every commercial break on every station. What's it called? Edge of Tomorrow.
Sure.
That's the sort of thing that would have the CGI of the rain bursting into fire.
Oh, yeah. So it's coming one of these days.
Well, Dan was correct about the cloud burst.
Yeah, so my grandma used to call that a cloud burst, but I was talking to my daughter who's in South County, and she said, it's not doing anything here.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's just, they call them scattered thunderstorms, and that's what it is.
There you go.
It's like a little scattered shower.
And that's the way it's going to be for the next, you know, I was going to say for the next week, but for the next season. I'm not even going to go week, month.
No.
I'm going full
future.
Season, and we all know that. A couple of things I want to talk about. I know that you guys with Frank talked a little bit about Google's self-driving car, which they introduced earlier this week. Did you see the video of the car?
No.
I saw a video. I don't know if it's the same one as you, but they showed the car going through different situations, like one through a construction zone, and then they showed like the computerized mapping field of what the car sees and everything.
Okay, that was actually a couple of weeks ago. A guy wrote about that for a website called Fast Company. I interviewed the guy who was the reporter who got in that car.
And stopping for people crossing crosswalks, cyclists, things like that.
And the amazing thing about that, when I interviewed him, he told me that the car was smart enough that there was a construction thing on the side of the road, and they had, you know, one of the guys who holds up that portable stop sign that they bring out there on the pole, says stop on one side, slow on the other, that the car was smart enough to recognize a stop sign that was not where a stop sign normally would be, and it would roll to a stop there. Or if it was slow, if it was that side of the sign, the car would recognize that and slow down.
Wow.
Which is just...
What if you have a foreign car? Then would it be able to read English?
Yes. Okay. You just set it to the language of wherever you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Take it off Lithuanian and put it on English. I'm pretty sure that wherever you are, the stop sign is hexagonal and probably red, even if it says alto instead of stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it does. I'm old enough to remember the Mission Impossible TV series where they, you know, they would have it in some foreign country, but they never said the name of the country, or it was always something, you know, generic.
Yes.
It wasn't an actual company name, and there would always be the van that they were using for surveillance, and they'd pretend to be from the gas company, but instead of GAS, it would say GAZ.
Yes.
And like, oh, that must be foreign. It says GAZ.
Yeah.
Yeah. POLIZ. That's not the police. That's the Belize. Obviously, they're in South America somewhere, or Europe. I can't read that.
Good evening, Mr. Phelps.
Yeah.
That's why over in Germany, you see signs on every off-ramp that say Ausfahrt. That's German for exit.
Mm-hmm.
So Ausfahrt. That's not the town you're in. That's
Buddy, roll down the window. Ausfahrt.
I'm looking at Google Maps here. There's no town of Ausfahrt, and every exit goes there.
That town stinks.
But with this Google self-driving car, if you haven't seen the video, Google it. It's actually pretty cool. The one that came out this week, they showed the prototype for it. Not the one that you saw, which I think is a Toyota or a Lexus or something that they put all the equipment in. This one actually has all the devices necessary for it to go down the road built into it. And they've made it's not going to be on the market anytime soon. They're still a long way off. But this prototype car that they came out with can go 25 miles an hour. All right, so you can't do highway driving, but you can go around a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, if you needed to go to the grocery store or wherever, or if you lived downtown, you know, if you needed to get from your loft on Washington Avenue over to Busch Stadium, okay, 25 miles an hour is probably all you're going to get to do on Broadway or, you know, one of those other streets. So it does that. And you just get in, and there are no controls inside the car for you except the emergency stop button.
Wow.
There's no steering wheel. There is no brake. You don't have to worry about directionals. The funny thing is, it does have a rear view mirror because they're in California, and California, probably every state law requires that cars have side view mirrors and rear view mirrors. But you're the passenger. You never have to look in the mirror to, you know, to check who's behind you or who's around you.
Yeah.
So you just get in there. It's like a pod that you sit in, and now this vehicle takes you where you want to go.
Hmm.
Now, think about what this will mean for one business in particular. Taxis.
Yeah.
Now, here in St. Louis, we've got this company, Lyft, that came in about a month ago, and they're trying to revolutionize taxi service by having individual private drivers drive you wherever you want to go. You call them up with an app. You tell them where you want to go. They come to your house. They pick you up just like a regular taxi, but they're not licensed. They're not regulated in the same way. And so there's a battle going on about that. But if we get to the point where we have robot cars that you can call with your app, being a taxi driver is a thing of the past. You might as well be a stagecoach driver at that point. There's no need for you anymore.
And also, that would open up a whole new avenue for blind people, too. Blind people would be able to, or visually impaired people that can't drive would be able to get a car.
You wouldn't need to have a driver. You wouldn't need to call anybody else.
Yeah.
You could have one of these in your driveway or use one of these services. And it talked about in one of the articles I read about Google that they are going to have the app built right in there. Here's the question I have about it because I haven't seen it. If you live in an area like a downtown area, or you live in Clayton or someplace that's not like a subdivision where there's plenty of space for the car to pull up in front of your house, are these cars going to be able to parallel park and pull into a parking space
you
there?
You would think so. They have some of that already in cars, don't they? Automatic parallel park and
do
things
they?
Like that. I think
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah, they do. In the It's that Ford Escape. Is that right? One of them. Yeah, it's
so
one
you
of,
pull the car up next to the car in front of the space.
You push a button,
and it takes over
parallel park.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will tell you that when I was teaching my daughter to drive, we would go to Clayton specifically for the parallel parking demonstration. And it was one of my favorite things about the month-long process of getting a 15-year-old girl to understand all the intricacies of driving a car. And not just, here's the gas, here's the brake, but everything else that you need to know. You know, accelerate out of a curve, all of that stuff that you need to know to drive a car. One of my favorite things was going and doing that and teaching her the parallel parking because I'm very, very good at it.
Yeah, me too. I love parallel parking.
I am one of those guys where I will get it the first time 95% of the time.
Yeah. I had never done it till I did it on my driving test.
Wow.
And I just, aced it for, whatever reason.
Here's the sad part about it. As good as I think I am at that, I'm apparently not good at teaching people how to do it. The one part of her driving test she failed? Parallel parking.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess if they have that mechanism built into vehicles now, then they could put it in the driverless car.
Oh, sure.
And it'll be able to stop and pick you up anywhere.
And I don't remember who it was that instilled into me how to parallel park. It wasn't my parents. It was someone else.
Did you take driver ed?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. And it may have been that. But to pull up alongside the car and then to pull back and then turn and line your dashboard up with something and then pull in. And it's like, hey, that really works.
Yeah. The first time you do it correctly, I still remember this feeling at 15 years old. The first time you do it correctly, and not only have you not hit either of the other cars, but you didn't hit the curb.
Yeah.
And you pulled in and you look around and you go, wow, that worked.
I think I remember reading in the book, and that's one of the few things I retained from that stupid book they give you to learn for the test.
Yeah.
But it was to leave a quarter, you pull side by side by the car, but you leave a quarter of your car remaining. You pull three quarters of your car up to, your rear tire matches their...
their front tire?
No. But whatever it is, you leave a quarter of the car extended out.
Your bumper is at their rear tire. That's what you're saying.
Their bumper is at your rear tire.
Is it your...
So you have like a quarter of the car
extended
backwards.
Okay.
And then you start from there.
Okay. I think I taught her to do it, that you pull all the way up. I can't remember.
I know.
See, that right there. That is one of those things in the world.
When you have to try to describe it.
You cannot do that verbally. You have to be there in the situation, and you have to put your hands on that wheel and say, I'm going to show you how to do this now. And the person has to see you doing it and then basically do the same thing. And, if you've been driving for a number of years, then it's all muscle memory. Then you just pull up and, I've done this 1,000 times.
But, you're in the car sometimes with my wife, and she tries to do it, and she'll end up like a 2 feet from the car. All right, get out. Let me do it. Move.
That's all right. We can take a cab from here. We'll call the robot car. It'll take us to the curb. The phone number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. So the reason I bring it up is because I'm curious, how far into the future do you think it will be before we really have robot cars? And before you answer, I will tell you that when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, this was one of those things that we were always hearing about. If not robot cars, then they were going to be cars that hooked up to the highway.
Yeah.
You know, you'd pull in and there'd be a clip that would go on with the chain that pulled everybody along, and you'd be part of a giant train on the roadway.
Like the moon cars at Six Flags almost.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes. Or there'd be some sort of system where essentially you wouldn't be able to do anything and you wouldn't have to do anything. And the seats would turn around. Remember those
pictures? You could face each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you could play cards or talk or whatever, which nowadays nobody would ever do.
No, everybody would just be staring at their phones.
There'd be the screens that you have for the kids in the back of the minivan now would be in the front seat.
Yeah, all iPads just placed everywhere.
Everybody would have Bluetooth headphones listening to their own audio feed of their different video feeds as you're going along. These prototype cars can have two people in them. But eventually, of course, it's going to be able to take many more than that.
And I think it's all dependent on price. I mean, what must all the equipment cost?
Well, the initial cars are going to be prohibitively expensive for us.
Radars spinning on top of the cars and everything. Yeah.
But eventually, it'll come down. You know, the first regular cars were too expensive for everybody, and then they, you know, Henry Ford mass-produced them, and now everybody has one. So predictions about how long it will be before we actually get to the point where we can do that and afford it and have that on the roads. Will it happen in our lifetime? And also, would you want to give that up? Because there are times when I like driving. You know, if I'm going on a road trip somewhere, if I got to go to Kansas City, 3.5-4 hours on the road, and I got to go through that deadly middle part of Missouri where nothing is happening ever, 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 and it's boring no matter where you look. Okay, at that point, I'd like to take a little nap in the car,
yeah,
or do something else or watch a TV show or whatever it is on my video screen. Okay, I understand that. But when I'm coming in here, I live 15, 20 minutes from the radio station. I kind of like that drive-in. What about you?
I like driving.
Would you want to give up driving?
I could.
Having a robot car drive you wherever you want to go?
Yeah, no, I think I wouldn't mind that at all. I mean, you could still look around at the scenery wherever you go. It's not like you're giving up just the act of driving. I could take or leave, I think.
I want to win the lottery so I can hire a driver.
Yeah, I want to win the lottery so I can have a private jet.
Drivers are low down on the list.
Sandy, you're on the Big 550. See, I don't need a driver because my eyes work, Dan.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Sandy, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Driving right now, but I'm on a hands-free device.
Good.
You were talking about parallel parking and such. I can remember my driver's ed teacher, and I went to Pattonville. It was a prerequisite for graduating his class. You had to drive the St. Charles Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are not as old as we are, that was so narrow of a bridge, you had to turn your mirrors in or you would hit the other vehicle next to you.
Wow.
And God forbid if it was a truck coming across there.
Yeah, the truck's going the other way and they clip your... Oh, that's not good.
No, that was not good. Now, I remember also Disneyland in Florida had just opened up, and they had the World of Tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
where food would bake itself. You would just put it in the oven, and the oven would do everything for you.
Yeah. You know, I've heard stories like that recently about this whole, when they talk about the Internet of Things. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but one of the examples they have is, and your refrigerator will know what you need for whatever it is you want to have that night, and your oven will be already ready to go for whatever it is, so you can prepare things during the day, and then when you're on your way home, you use your phone app to turn the oven on and cook all that sort of stuff. And I thought to myself, that's not exactly the same as stopping off somewhere and picking something up on the way home. That's where the warm food for most Americans comes from after work, not from you prepared it in the morning and put it in the oven and the oven's waiting for you. That's the world of tomorrow that we have today, Sandy.
Yeah, well, but I'm in your same age bracket. Remember when color TV had just come out?
Yes.
We were the first house on the block to have color TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a console. And all of the neighbors came over to see it.
And that's a perfect example, by the way, of something that was really expensive when it first came out.
It was. My grandmother had saved up for almost 2 years to get it.
Mm-hmm.
She knew it was going to be coming. And she said she had been saving for 2 years to make sure that she was the first on the block with it.
And now, Sandy, in the year 2014, we are on the cusp of TVs that park themselves.
Hey, that worked.
Have a
wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks for calling. Mike, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, you talk about parallel parking. I have a truck driver calls Frank every once in a while when I'm up in through here.
Uh-huh.
I knew a guy that could parallel park a semi-truck. You pull into these rest areas that are straight on instead of angle parking.
Yeah.
He would pull up beside them, and he would actually parallel park a semi-truck into an open spot.
Wow.
You talk about a neat trick. I've tried it a couple of times, and I just figure I'm going up to the next truck stop. I couldn't do it. But, yeah, I sit there and watched him one night. He whipped that thing in that spot just as pretty as you please, and my jaw dropped, you know?
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it was to me, too. I was very impressed by it. But you talk about these cars that are going to drive themselves.
Yeah.
What do we always say about computers? they're wonderful until they mess up.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a car that's driving itself and that brain of that computer wants to go haywire, just think about the ramifications of that.
Well, there will be a button in there. In fact, there was in this prototype that they were showing this week, a button that you could hit in the car if you see that something's going wrong. It'll essentially shut that off, and you know, you'll reboot just like you do with every other computer device.
I wonder how many times that button is going to be hit out of early panic, you know?
Well, that's the human error factor that'll be built in.
Yeah, I guess so, but I could use that now out here on 270 where I'm stopped so I could take a nap and just let my pickup drive itself on in this traffic.
But let me ask you this, Mike, since you drive for a living,
yes,
do you think that we would have more problems with the computers driving the cars than we do now with humans driving the cars?
In a truck, I always worry about the car cutting me off or tailgating me too close.
Yep.
I don't know that a computer would do that. In Georgia, they have passed a law now that if you cut a truck off and he hits you, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give enough room when you come over in front of the truck, then it's your fault. You get the ticket down in Georgia now.
Yep.
That would be the thing. Human error is a wonderful thing, you know? And I've had people come over in front of me. I've had people pull out in front of me. That is where the computerized car may be a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many times just in the course of 1 month you have said, either out loud or inside your head, what's with this guy? What are you doing?
Right.
Either yelling at him to go or to stop or get out of my lane or whatever it is. I think the incidence of that would drop way down.
Yeah, I've heard this argument. Well, what computers? What happens if something? Have you seen some of these idiots driving out there?
I'll tell you something else. I have traveled to a lot of places, and every place I've traveled, I've heard from somebody in that place, oh, people around here don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You could be in St. Louis, you could be in New York, you could be in L.A., you could be in Utah. Oh, people around here don't know how to drive.
The worst is Houston, Texas.
I agree. I've driven in Houston before. I agree with that.
Houston is it does not matter what time you go through Houston, Texas. It is a 24-hour traffic jam.
Yeah, I've been there. You're right. I got to go, Mike. I'm glad you called. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys.
Back with more in a moment. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and Star KTRS get you in here to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Meet me.
We've had those spot showers spring up, and I'm sure it's causing some problems with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, and they're spreading around. You look at a lot of the cameras, there's spots of rain everywhere. So we're looking at an accident now. It is on westbound 44, just after 141. It's got the left lane blocked, and traffic is backed up about midway between Mraz and Bowles out to this accident scene. Slow traffic as you're going on southbound 270 in pockets from Olive down through Manchester. Westbound 40, we've got the usual slowdown Hampton through McCausland. Looks like we're pretty heavy between Ballas and Mason, and we're going to be slow all the way out to the Boone Bridge from Timberlake Manor on. And then eastbound 40, we're off the pace now between Clarkson up through Highway 141. Also on eastbound 270, things are stacking up, McDonald through Highway 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the good old USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning on McGraw Live, I'll bring you news twice an hour all morning long. McGraw and I preview the weekend television with the Post-Dispatch's Gail Pennington. Writer Evan Osnos will take us behind the Great Wall with a discussion on the past and future of China. And David Stokes joins us from the Show Me Institute. It's McGraw Live right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve.
On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
It's a festival.
It's fun.
It's the longest continually running St. Louis Metro Area Festival.
It's Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasas Park.
There's also a pre-opening event Thursday, June 5th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., where you can check out the rides and sample food and drink from several area food trucks.
There'll be two fireworks performances to light up the night sky, both Friday and Saturday nights at 9:20 p.m.
And on Saturday, there's the parade beginning at 9 a.m.
Throughout the entire weekend of Bowen Days, most activities and entertainment are free, except for the rides, food, and drink.
Bowen Days features high-quality musical entertainment on the main stage Friday and Saturday till close, with more music in the Bowen Days Beer Garden tent.
Bowen Days is a family-oriented event, so load up everyone into the family truckster and celebrate.
And because there's no parking at Vlasas Park, free shuttles will run continuously from the Target store on Manchester Road in Holloway and the Old Town Plaza on Manchester.
For more on the activities at Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasas Park, go to bowendays.com.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at St. Louis Closet Company, from the designers to the installers, have one goal in mind, and that is for you to be completely satisfied. Other companies say they'll do it, but at St. Louis Closet Company, 23 years, they have satisfied customers. They've won every award there is to win. Now, what about your closets? They'll come out to your house, and they'll give you a free in-home estimate. In about an hour, they'll have a design ready for you to look at, and of course, you can change, because at St. Louis Closet Company, it's all about custom designs. The installations are completed in one day by St. Louisans. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Murphy beds, master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, garages, mudrooms, even pantries. St. Louis Closet Company. Check out their showroom on Big Bend or check them out online, stlouisclosetco.com, and ask about their spring special. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long, so hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the best party in town.
It's the 5th annual Rhythm and Ribs Fundraiser, Thursday, June 5th from 6 till 10 p.m. on the campus of St. Charles Community College in Cottleville, with rhythm from the Smash Band and other live music, and ribs from Ethel's Smokehouse, Menino's Market, and Stumpy's Barbecue. Ticket packages start at only $5 and provide scholarships and educational programs for students. The Martin Kilcoyne Show and the John Carney Show will be broadcasting live from Rhythm and Ribs. Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, your replacement window and door company.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian is here with me. Dan is here. Dan and his band are going to be out this weekend doing a benefit for Backstoppers. Where's that?
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band. We're playing at the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lime Ferry. It's like between the mall, South County Mall, and Melville High School on Lime Ferry. Mm-hmm. And they're having a big celebration. It's a family event. We're going to be playing from 2 till 6. The whole thing goes from 1 till 7. And a lot of the proceeds go to Backstoppers. They're going to have a fire truck there for the kids to look through and stuff. And,
nice.
And barbecue and all this other stuff. And we play from 2 till 6. We're hoping to set up outside, but if it turns out like today, we'll be playing inside. So it goes...
Oh, no, here's what's going to happen. It's going to look like a beautiful sunny day like it did a couple of hours ago. And you're going to set up outside and go, this is going to be fantastic. I mean, it's going to be a little sticky out here, but that's okay. We can handle that. And then you'll get up there and you do your first song and...
Yeah. But it goes on rain or shine, because if it does rain, we'll set up inside and we'll do all the festivities and everything inside. They have a real nice patio and stuff
I have a way for you to not get electrocuted.
What's that?
Acoustic.
Oh. Well, we could go acoustic.
Go unplugged.
Yeah.
Outside Johnny Band unplugged special event.
No. But we play from 2 to 6. The whole event's from 1 to 7. It should be a lot of fun.
Okay. If you don't know about Backstoppers, by the way, they're a group that for a lot of years were supported by our late great friend Jerry Clinton. And they do a lot of really good work for the families of fallen firefighters and cops and EMTs in this town. Not just those who've died in the line, but also some who've gotten hurt doing that job for you and me, the St. Louis public. Always happy to help them out, and glad you guys are going to do that for them on Sunday. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Jim, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jim. That fellow that called earlier about driving trucks.
Yes.
He must have seen me because I'm a retired truck driver, and I drive women's now, but I've parallel parked many tractor trailers.
You were able to parallel park a semi?
Oh, yeah, all the time. There's nothing to it.
Well, there's obviously something to it, because a professional truck driver called in, said he can't do it.
Well, I was driving for 40 years, and I was never a professional, but tractor trailers that were.
Uh-huh.
But we used to have four-axle Hummers and three-axle Hummers. I'd parallel park them, and people in the back, they'd be clapping. I says, you parallel park this thing, Jim? I can't parallel park my Volkswagen. The size doesn't mean anything. It's the space you got to make sure you can get in there.
Yeah.
All that matters.
And your incredible skill. Don't forget that, Jim, your incredible skill.
Well, I might have a little skill.
Oh, take credit, for goodness sake. I'm glad you called. I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks. Here's Rich on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi, Amen. See you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have to agree with that last caller. Parallel parking and a tractor trailer is nothing. I do it all the time.
Wow.
Right side, left side, it doesn't matter. You just have to know in your head where you're at.
I would think that the left side is hard. I know as just a car driver that if I have to pull up and park to the car on the right side, which is the side we normally drive our cars on, okay, no problem. But if it's a one-way street, now I got to park on the left side and I got to do that, the calculations are all wrong.
It's no big deal. You just have to take your time, think about what you're doing. Not that big of a deal.
All right, Rich. Thanks for calling.
Well, I was calling about the automatic computer-controlled driverless car.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
We will never see it in our lifetime.
Why not?
For one thing, imagine the chaos that is going to occur when we've got a mix of those and driver-equipped cars on the road.
Yeah.
And then if no one... And while all that's going on, one of those driverless cars crashes into something, who's going to take the liability for it?
Well,
if it's a driverless car and the computers are going to take care of everything, is the manufacturer of the computer system or the manufacturer of the car going to take liability because their equipment malfunctioned and drove into a shopping mall and killed 30 people.
There's going to have to be some sort of adjustment to the insurance system when it comes to autos. I will grant you that. But there will also be that automatic stop button that built into it. And the guy I interviewed who actually rode in the Google car out in Mountain View, California, which is where Google is headquartered, he said that he sat in the back. And not only was it a smooth drive, in other words, it wasn't doing start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. It was smooth as it was driving along. But he also said that it was able to navigate with the other cars that were on the road. They even took it out on the highway, and it could change lanes. It could recognize that there were obstructions here, there, where how to get off at this exit and that exit and the other thing. And that's with cars that aren't even there yet. This is the very early stages of that. So I don't know how old you are, but to say not in our lifetime, Rich, I think that's a long time off, and I think that these things may be there, not mass-produced, not replacing all the cars that are on the road now, but certainly getting out there and sharing the road with us. I can see that in the next 20 or 25 years.
I'm not too sure. Not only that, but I can't see the vast majority of the American public giving up their love affair with their cars and the actual act of driving the way that they wish to drive.
Well,
I see people doing stupid stuff out here all the time. And it's just because they can.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I'm with you. I'm one of those who would not be excited about giving up my driving, but I'm here with two guys who immediately said, oh, yeah, I don't have to drive. I'll be happy to sit there and go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm good with
maybe,
it.
Maybe it's just because of 25 years plus of being in a tractor trailer and seeing some of the stupid stuff that goes on in cars.
Sounds like you're a controlling person, Rich, and you need counseling.
Well,
no, actually, Rich, you are an argument for why we need the computer-controlled cars.
Right.
Because you're so frustrated with the idiot people.
I did spend half the day in Chicago, or this morning in Chicago, dealing with those people. So
can it be any worse?
I'm glad you called, Rich. I hope you have a good weekend. Chicago would be one of those cities where if you needed to just get around in the city, you got to go from the Loop to Comiskey or to Wrigley. Okay, you get in this thing and the car takes you there. We have those now. They're called taxis and subways and buses. We do that. Those are all, well, not all the subways are done by people, but we already allow, if you get into an airplane these days and you fly, let's say, from here to Miami, most of that flight, the pilots aren't doing much of anything. Yeah, they're paying attention to make sure nothing goes on, but that's autopilot. That's a computer flying the plane for most of the way. Joe, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, I was just calling. A couple things popped up, but the parallel parking, I don't get the big deal. I don't drive a semi-truck, but I drive a four-door pickup truck with an 8-foot bed on the back of it. I've parallel parked that with a basketball behind it many times.
Oh, I'm going to stop it right now and say no more parallel parking. I'm really good at it.
Yeah,
calls.
No humble brags here.
you're the last one. Congratulations,
no big
Joe.
Deal.
You're our final It's No Big Deal call of the day.
As far as the driverless car, you guys can do it if you want. I'm not giving up my driving privileges because I'm a lousy passenger.
Yeah, but what if you're the only one in there?
If I'm the only one in there, I'm going to drive. I enjoy the driving part of it, so.
Would you feel that way about a long drive, long meaning more than 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, we've done 16-hour drives from the west side of Denver back to St. Louis or eastern Pennsylvania back to St. Louis nonstop, and it's up for fuel, and I do that one all by myself. So.
But what about if you can recline in a massage chair while your car drives for you?
Yeah.
I think I'd probably still do it on my own. But,
I think I'd be with you, not on the really long drive,
kinda,
Joe.
Kind of related to cars, but not actually the cars, but more the highways. Have you seen the YouTube video on the solar panels for the highways?
Yes, we talked about this last week. I think that is a fantastic idea.
I don't know if it's reality or just somebody making a nice video, but it sure looks like a slick system.
Doesn't it?
So.
Yeah, and not only will it be solar, capturing solar energy, but they can actually build panels that the road can direct you in case there's a problem. There's a crash in this lane, move over, all that sort of stuff.
Or I saw a picture where if there's a deer on the road, the hoofs will light up the road saying, hey, there's something running across the road up here.
Will I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I could use that for my deer stand then.
Yeah, there you go. Nice bright lights with a bullseye.
Yeah, and if I know you, Joe, you would drive there.
so. Of course I would.
I'm glad you called. Thanks.
That's it. Bye.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
All this traffic talk. I'm sure there's lots of it out there. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in, Tim.
You know, I bet if we did go the computerized car route, Tim would be worried about his job.
Oh, boy.
Just like the cab drivers would be worried that the people using their app to make the car come automatically to their house would take over their profession. You know, if we have all the cars out there being driven by computers, as you know, computers never break down. There would never be an accident.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. You'd have a computer driving down the road, and all of a sudden it starts rebooting.
Yeah.
Look, you don't want to see the blue screen of death in your car. It could really be the blue screen of death.
Man. No Google rubbernecking.
And then the other cars immediately change their display to a YouTube video of what just happened, because we all want to see that, the virtual rubbernecking.
And here comes an IT guy behind you instead of the road assist guy.
It's interesting that you guys are saying that if they become robotic cars, that I'd be worried about my job. I'm more worried about my job because of drones.
Budget?
We were just talking about that today, about the other day.
You know,
I was...
Tim, I've worked with you for a while. I wouldn't say your voice is a drone.
No.
No.
You've grown a lot.
I've worked with some people who've grown on and on and on. You're not one of those guys.
Well, I was watching the other day out in Colorado where that big mudslide was, and I noticed they had a great 3D picture in that, but on the right and the left-hand side, you could see the little propellers from the drone, and you know that's going to replace news helicopters, and then you kind of worry about what's going to happen here with, I don't know. Well, it comes with the territory.
Absolutely.
All right.
And now for an update on where the stagecoaches are going.
There you go. On westbound 40, you've got a two-vehicle accident collision that is before Boone's Crossing, and it looks like they've moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up all the way to about Ballas. Now we've got a two-vehicle crash on westbound 40 past 141. They've moved it out of the left lane, but traffic is still backed up to Highway 270. Now a crash on westbound 70 at West Flores in the left lane is blocked there. We do have heavy rain in some areas, and we're also looking at heavy traffic on eastbound 270 now approaching McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by the St. Louis Cardinals. Kick off your summer at the ballpark this weekend when the Cards host the Giants. It's a weekend full of promotions, including a kid's replica Wainwright jersey and more. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? well, Mr. Raines, on my parade. I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When you want to go from point A to point B on your farm or hunting in the woods or just for fun, there's nothing like a vehicle from M&M Golf Cars in O'Fallon, Missouri. Now through June 15th, there are special deals on 2014 Club Car Golf Cars and Club Car XRT utility vehicles. And now through Father's Day, M&M Golf Cars has 0% financing for 12 months or $500 in closeout cash. For Father's Day, get Dad a golf cart from M&M Golf Cars, 113 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian, and Dan, and next hour, Colin Jeffrey will join me to review the movies this week. We both went to see that new Seth MacFarlane Western satire parody movie.
I'm anxious to hear about it. Doesn't sound like you liked it too much, the movie thing.
Can you tell by the tone of my voice?
I can tell.
We'll see what Colin had to say about it, and we'll talk about some other showbiz stuff next hour. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on, and then Mike Evans and the knuckleheads of the news, all that later on. Mark, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just called in. I had a comment. I looked. Frank and them, I listen to everybody pretty much your whole station as long as I'm awake.
Thank you.
I really enjoy all the formats and whatever.
But sounds like there's a but coming.
Pardon me?
Sounds like there's a but.
Yeah. Well, no, there's not a but as far as your shows go. But there is a problem with this last caller, the truck driver.
Okay.
Okay, it seems like he was blaming everything on the four-wheelers, as they call it. Okay. I put quite a few miles in during the week on just the highways around St. Louis.
Yep.
Occasionally, I do go out of the St. Louis area.
Okay.
You know what? Everybody that we talk to or we listen to on the radio, everybody seems to, oh, it's the poor truck driver. Oh, they're really good and they're nice and everything. You know what? I'll bet about 1% of them are really good and really nice. The rest of them, they would just as soon run your butt off the road as to have you out there.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm out of time for this, but I'm not sorry I'm out of time for this because I really don't want to start a civil war between the 18-wheelers and the 4-wheelers. But thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. It's 4 o'clock. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis and KTRS.com.